With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is in Washington for a high-stakes meeting with President Trump. Carney will have lunch with the president before their actual meeting. The new Canadian Prime Minister hopes to ease tensions in the trade war, which has created economic uncertainty on both sides of the border. House Republicans have set a flurry of meetings this week on a GOP mega bill. Bernie Bennett with details.
House Republicans have planned a slew of meetings this week that they hope will resolve huge political battles over their massive domestic policy bill as they race the clock on a Memorial Day deadline. Republicans on the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee are planning to convene at 10 a.m. on Tuesday and 9 a.m. on Thursday. Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee are planning to meet from 10:15 a.m. to noon on Tuesday and from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday as they work through an internal fight over Medicaid spending cuts. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Rescue crews in Texas searching for a 10-year-old girl swept away by rapidly rising floodwaters. Forecasters warning that more heavy rains and flooding could be on the way to the Houston area and the state's coast. Teams of people are scouring the city of Brenham, using drones with thermal imaging and dogs to find the girl. In consumer news, Americans love convenience and they're willing to pay for it.
Food delivery service DoorDash reports record quarterly revenue. Total orders climbed 18% to $732 million, also a quarterly record. And the company is buying London-based food delivery service Deliveroo for $3.6 billion. It's also purchased for $1.2 billion cash, a New York company that makes hospitality management software. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is dropping 200 points, the NASDAQ composite down 84. This is SRN News. Americans ponder the Bible and what is true.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life, and a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
George Simeon, a conservative and vocal supporter of President Trump, is the favorite to become Romania's next president after winning the first round of voting this past Sunday by a wide margin. Simeon's ARU party rose to prominence in the 2020 parliamentary elections by vowing to stand for family, nation, faith, and freedom. AUR opposes same-sex marriage and has close ties to the Romanian Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. A first quarter drop in profits for Ford.
Ford Motor Company says it expects to take a $1.5 billion hit to its operating profit from tariffs this year and is withdrawing its full-year financial guidance due to the uncertainty. Ford says that its net income fell by two-thirds in the first quarter. However, Ford and Tesla are expected to see a smaller impact from tariffs than GM and other automakers because they assemble more of their cars in the U.S. Last week, General Motors said it was bracing for a potential impact from auto tariffs as high as $5 billion in 2025. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The New York Times won 4 Pulitzer Prizes, and The New Yorker won 3 for journalism in 2024. Prizes awarded for reporting, photography, and commentary that touched on issues including the war in Gaza and the fentanyl crisis. More on these stories at srnnews.com.